chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you say it, come in no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Grass may dab in the middle of it.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, and we've got quite a program set up for you to listen to this evening. We're going to start off with a speech that Trump made after all these indictments had come out at the GOP in Georgia, the state GOP convention in Georgia. And here we go with ex-President Trump, and boy, he had really good things to say.
Wow, thank you very much. And you have a record crowd here today, so that's a building that's not exactly brand new, it looks like. But the crowd is record, and that's a long time, and thank you very much. And to the fire marshals and fire department and police and everybody else involved. A lot of people outside that couldn't get in. I want to thank everybody. And also to Chairman Schaefer for the tremendous leadership over the past 4 years. And thank you to the great state of Georgia. We love Georgia. We love Georgia. Great place. Great place. Keep America great again, he just said. It's a great state. We're also thrilled to be joined by the NRCC chairman, Congressman Richard Hudson. Where is Richard? He's around here someplace. He is fantastic. Hello, Richard. Oh, there he is. We're going to his state in a couple of minutes, you know. We're going to be here, and we're going to North Carolina, and that'll be great. But, Richard, congratulations on a great job. In addition, today I'm honored to receive the endorsements of some really incredible people, patriots, I would call them, Georgia patriots, including Representatives Mike Collins. Where's Mike? Where's Mike? Thank you, Mike. Great person. Thank you very much. And also Andrew Clyde and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you for those endorsements. Thank you very much for those endorsements. And we love you people. That's a great group of patriots. And speaking of patriots, I met his father. I love his father, too. His father was really the man that gave him those genes, according to the world. But I think the mother probably had an even bigger impact. Burt Jones, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, and comes from an incredible family, but Burt's done a fantastic job, and he's going places. I've been saying that for a long time, and so far I've been right. He's doing very popular and doing a great job as Lieutenant Governor, Public Service Commissioner, the first person in this state to endorse me, Bubba McDonald. Bubba. Where's Bubba? There he is. Thank you, Bubba. And I like your jacket, Bubba. I also want to thank very much. He's always been there, a real powerful, strong person and a man who loves your state and loves our country, State Senator Brandon Beach. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. He's a great guy. For 7 years, we've been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the sinister forces, women who hate it. They hate our country and who want to destroy it. Can be no other reason. These forces are far stronger than Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, all put together. Think of that. From within is worse than from without. Because the right leader in America, if you have that leader, you're going to have no problems with those countries. We had no problems. We got it all straightened out. They understood. Would have never, ever had the problem with Russia, Ukraine. China right now is looking like they're going to do something, and they would have never even talked about it. Right now, however, they're putting us in the most dangerous position in the history of our country, and that's to a large extent because of the kind of weaponry we're talking about. Together, we stand up to the globalists. We stand up to Marxists. We stand up to the rhinos. You know, the rhinos are pretty bad. Because with the rhinos, you don't exactly know where they're coming from. The others, you know. But with the rhinos, sometimes you find out. And we got to stand up to the rhinos. Communists and environmental extremists. You know, you have environmental extremists, too. We stand up to the open borders fanatics, the radical left Democrats, their lawless partisan prosecutors, the prosecutors. Every time I fly over a blue state, I get a subpoena. We want him before the grand jury. And we stand up to the fake news media, which is seriously bad. And on November 5th, 2024, we're going to stand up to the corrupt political establishment. We're going to evict a totally corrupt president, Joe Biden, from the White House. And we're going to finish the job that we started, the most successful presidency. And I think, as everybody in this absolutely packed house knows, I've put everything on the line, and I will never yield. I never yield. I will never be deterred. I will never stop fighting for you. I didn't need this. I had a great life. People said, would you do it again? The answer is yes, because we're going to make America great again. We had it there. And then bad things happened. Bad things happened with an election, right? Bad things happened. But we're going to make it great like never before. I really believe that. With your vote, we will take back our country from these fascists and thugs, and we will absolutely make America great again. From the beginning, our America First agenda has been an existential threat to the rotten political class that gets rich and powerful at your expense, erasing our borders, cheating on elections, exporting our jobs, and squandering our blood and treasure on endless foreign wars. We were out of all our wars. Everybody said when I got elected, remember, oh, his personality, you're going to have wars. You're going to be fighting the whole world. And it just worked out. Actually, it was my personality that didn't want to make people fight. It was sort of reverse. First time in 70 years that this has happened. We started no wars. We finished some. We defeated the ISIS caliphate 100% and many other things. We rebuilt our military. Of course, they gave a lot of it away, didn't they, huh? They gave a lot of our military away to Afghanistan, if you can even believe it. Afghanistan is now one of the largest exporters of military arms. They sell the things that we gave to them. $85 billion. We lost 13 soldiers, many very horrifically wounded, and we left many Americans behind. They moved out the military first. No, it was supposed to be the opposite. You move out the military last. They've launched one hoax and witch hunt after another to try and stop our movement and thwart the will of the American people every time you have, not even believable. Witch hunt, scam, hoax. It's called election interference, and they're doing the best they can with it. Because who the hell would vote for them with the policies that they have of open borders and no voter ID? As the Durham report, which just came out, proved, they spied on my campaign. Think of it. Can you imagine if it was the other way around? They spied on my campaign, and we caught them. They forged false evidence to get illegal surveillance warrants. The FBI offered $1 million for a fictitious dossier written by a foreign spy to try to frame me for treason. Now they're trying to do it again. These people don't stop, and they're bad, and we have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of them fast. They put our country through hell, and they knew it was all a lie the entire time. They knew it was a lie. Remember, it's not me they're going after. It's somebody else. And that person will not be able to withstand the fire. If it's not me, you know, it'll be somebody else. They're not going to withstand that fire, because that fire doesn't stop just with me. That fire is going to go on against any conservative, any Republican, anybody other than them, because they want the power, but they actually want to destroy our country. I believe that, because there could be no other reason. But I know them all, and they, in many cases, even admit it. They come up, they say, how do you take it? We take it and we fight back like nobody's ever fought before. Think of it. Think of it. We had Russia, 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 right? Total fake. All came out now, fake. It was all made up by Hillary Clinton. The dossier was by Clinton and others, Democratic Party, DNC. So we had Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. The no collusion Mueller witch hunt. They found after 2.5 years there was no collusion. Impeachment hoax number one, perfect phone call. Impeachment hoax number two, the illegal censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. Remember the laptop from hell? Remember that? When the 51 intelligence officials falsely said that it was Russian disinformation. Everybody knew that wasn't true. They knew it wasn't true. That's become a big scandal. That was another form of cheating on the election. A lot of the great pollsters, we have a couple of them here tonight, they said that you look at what they said about it. 17-point difference. It's incredible. But the 51 intelligence agents lied. Now the Marxist left is once again using the same corrupt DOJ and the same corrupt FBI and the attorney general and the local district attorneys to interfere in our elections at a level that our country and few countries have ever seen before. They're cheating, they're crooked, they're corrupt. These criminals cannot be rewarded. They must be defeated. You have to defeat them. Have to defeat them. Because in the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it. This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice. You're watching Joe Biden. Joe, I think of it. Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, an opponent that's beating him by a lot in the polls, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or Communist China. No different. Our country's gone very bad, and think of it, in 3 years. 3 years ago, we were energy independent. We had no inflation. We had low taxes. We had low interest rates. We had the greatest economy in history. Think of it. I could stand up here all day long and just talk about all of the great success we had. And now we have everything's the opposite. Inflation's killing our country. Energy is ridiculous and ridiculously high. We're getting energy from Venezuela. Nobody can even believe it. I never thought such a thing could happen to America. As far as the joke of an indictment, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing for this country. I mean, the only good thing about it is it's driven my poll numbers way up. Can you believe this? Way up. No, it's driven up way up, and somebody said the fundraising is through the roof. That's less important. But I will tell you, it's really driven us right through the sky. We're really winning big. We're winning by everywhere. We're beating the hell out of the Republicans, and we're beating the hell out of Joe Biden. That's why they're doing it. If I wasn't, let me tell you, if I wasn't, there'd be no witch hunt. There'd be no indictment. If I was losing, we're winning by a lot. against the Democrats. If I were losing, you know, they're the party of disinformation. They say, oh, we want to run against Trump. We want to run so badly against Trump. We won the first time, and then we did better the second time than we did the first time. We won by many millions of more votes. Much better. Not even close. We got the most votes ever in the history of our country. And today we're more popular than we were in 2020. We're going to get numbers that are absolutely incredible. Federal law enforcement should never have been involved in this matter, but they got involved, and we just can't let that happen. They got involved with Twitter. They got involved with Facebook. The pollsters say it made maybe a 17-point difference. And then they say, I lost. We didn't lose. We won by a lot. But they say I lost by 20,000 votes. 20,000 votes. You know, we'd come here for rallies. We'd come to other states for rallies. But we'd come into Georgia for a rally. We'd have 40, 50,000 people. They'd come in for a rally. They'd have eight. They couldn't fill up the circles. And then you hear, he clipped you at the end. Just clipped you. Didn't happen. We won Alabama in a record number. We won South Carolina in a record number. Those people that run it, the professionals, say it's not possible to win Alabama in a record, South Carolina in a record, and lose Georgia just by a tiny little bit, you know? So you got to watch that. You got to watch it. We're all going to be watching. And as president, all of my documents fell under what is known as the Presidential Records Act, which is not at all a criminal act. Everything. It's all judged by the Presidential Records Act. In this whole fake indictment, they don't even once mention the Presidential Records Act, which is really the ruling act, which this case falls under 100%, because they want to use something called the Espionage Act. Doesn't that sound terrible? Oh, espionage. We got a box. I got a box. The Espionage. The Espionage Act of 1917. I think it was put in there about World War I boxes. And by the way, Biden's got 1,850 boxes. He's got boxes in Chinatown, D.C. He's got boxes all over the place. He doesn't know what the hell to do with them. And he's fighting them on the boxes. He doesn't want to give the boxes. And then they say Trump is obstructioning. He's obstructing. No, it's a sad, sad day for the country. You know, I said last night, I said that our country has tears because of what's happening. We have fake elections. We have no borders. We have inflation. We have everything. It's just going wrong. There's never been anything like it in the history of our country. We've never done like this. And the division is so bad because what they do is so bad. And our people are angry, and they just keep doing it. And sometimes you need strength. You have to have strength, more than just normal strength. And we have to get a change, because we're not going to have a country left. Remember, I used to campaign, and I'd say that we're going to end up being Venezuela on steroids. And that's exactly what's happening to our country. Our country is going to hell. I was going to change the name of our campaign to Keep America Great. Now, that's not as good as MAGA. MAGA's MAGA, right? MAGA. And Keep America Great is CAG. I don't think CAG is never going to compete with MAGA. But we couldn't say Keep America Great because our country is not great. We're laughed at all over the world. We're no longer respected. 3 years ago, we were respected like our country has never been respected before. They also don't mention the defining lawsuit that was brought against Bill Clinton, and it was lost by the government, the famous Sox case, that says he can keep his documents. They don't mention that. They don't. These are minor details. And that's the ruling law. When I left office and was moving to Florida, boxes were openly sitting on the White House sidewalk. Everybody was taking pictures of them. This isn't somebody smuggling boxes out. Pictures of them you've all seen. It's sitting with people from GSA and other people waiting to put them on a truck. But they were literally sitting outside of the White House waiting for a truck to come. Then the truck came. It was there for a long time, and they put it in, and they brought it down to Florida. and they make it sound like it's a big, if that's a spy operation or if that's something bad, we did a very poor job, I will tell you. First thing you learn is don't put them on the sidewalk in front of the White House. As a former president, we were negotiating with the National Archives and Records Administration, just as every other president has done. And the next thing I knew, Mar-a-Lago was raided by gun-toting FBI agents. We were negotiating. And again, meanwhile, Biden has troves of classified documents from his time as vice president, which is much tougher, actually. It's actually a much tougher standard. And even as a senator, and the senators are not allowed to bring classified documents. And I heard a senator named Dick Durbin. You ever hear of him? Happens to be a Democrat. He was beside himself. He couldn't believe that Biden took classified documents as a senator. It's a no-no, a real no-no. Can't do it. I was amazed that I saw him. I'm sure he changed his tune, you know, when he got the hell beat out of him, when he went back into his beautiful marble-clad office. Many of Biden's documents were in Chinatown, and many of them were in places that you don't want to have documents. But I hear how wonderful he did. Think of it. 1,850 boxes he had. Mine is peanuts. But you saw mine because they were on that sidewalk. And they paid over $1 million a year, and they're still, you know, he was paid by China, really, because China makes a big payment to the area where he has the vast preponderance of documents, and he makes about $1 million a year paid by China, and these documents were strewn all over the place, and then he has documents strewn on his garage floor, where he has the now famous Corvette, you know, with that steward, his beautiful Corvette. There was no security there. They had a garage door that you could cut it with a scissor. They didn't have Secret Service. I have Secret Service all over Mar-a-Lago. And Mar-a-Lago is strong and powerful. It was actually built by Marjorie Meriwether Post and E.F. Hutton. Remember when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, they, one of the greatest ads ever, but they built it, and it was built as the Southern White House, actually. And Jimmy Carter gave it up. He said it was too expensive to be born by. And I said, thank you very much. We have to get that. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. But that was actually built as the Southern White House. It's very powerful, but we have great people. Secret Service is all over the place, and that's the way we like it. But unlike me, who had absolute declassification authority as president, Biden didn't have any authority, and he had no right to possess those documents, none whatsoever. Yet nothing happened to Crooked Joe with all that many, many, many times what we have. And, you know, there was an article recently that all presidents take documents out. They bring them out, all of them, virtually every one of them in fairly modern times. If you look at Hillary Clinton set up an illegal private server in her basement specifically to break public disclosure laws, and that would expose her and her family's finances. She stored vast quantities of classified and sensitive information, some of it leaking into Anthony Weiner. You remember him? Computer? Anthony Weiner, that was a real beauty. Much of it went into Anthony Weiner's computer. That's probably the last, I'm not sure. I think I'd rather have it on Hunter Biden's computer than Anthony Weiner's computer. And when caught, Hillary deleted and acid washed 33,000 emails in defiance of a congressional subpoena. She already had the subpoena. And her aide smashed and destroyed iPhones with a hammer. Yet the FBI and DOJ protected her. They did absolutely nothing in Hillary's case. The FBI and DOJ largely did not issue subpoenas. They did not use a grand jury. They did not execute search warrants. And Comey declared that there was no problem. He said no reasonable prosecutor would ever bring a case like that. She knocked out 33,000 emails. And Hillary wasn't indicted. She should have been. But she wasn't indicted. She was protected by the Democrats. Biden was not indicted, and what he's done is terrible. You know, they like to say, well, what Trump did. I mean, actually, I thought it was, I was impressed. It looked so orderly and nice. Somehow somebody turned over one of the boxes. Did you see that? I said, I wonder who did that. Did the FBI do that? Because they also did something where they put documents all over the floors and they took pictures and they tried to pretend like I did it. And then they had to apologize. They did it. Remember that famous picture? But the box that was turned over, it had newspapers, it had pictures, it had clippings, it had all sorts of things. Nobody saw any documents there. Only Donald Trump is indicted and they take one charge and they turn it into 36 charges. You saw that. Everybody was amazed. Lawyers on television, yes. They're not usually the best lawyers, but some are very good. They're saying we've never seen anything like it. They took one charge and they made it 36 different times. And we have a thug who's in charge. This is a political hit job. Republicans are treated far differently at the Justice Department than Democrats. These are the same people who caused the Lois Lerner catastrophe. That's this deranged Jack. You know who I'm talking about. Jack Smith. What do you think his name used to be? I don't know. Does anybody ever? Jack Smith. Sounds so innocent. He's deranged. But he's the one that caused the Lois Lerner catastrophe with the IRS. One of the worst things to happen in this country in many, many years. Going after evangelicals and Christians and great Americans of faith. And they had to pay up. And they had to pay up dearly for it when they got caught. And this is the same guy. Deranged Jack Smith. And I watched him yesterday go up and talk. He talked for about 2.5 minutes. He was shaking. He was so scared. He didn't want to be there. Because ultimately, these are cowards. They're cowards. And he's a big Trump hater. Openly, he's a Trump hater. And his wife is even more of a Trump hater. I wish her a lot of luck. But he's a bad Trump hater, and she's a Trump hater. And you shouldn't put people like that in. And, you know, the people looking at Biden, he's a very nice man. They looked at Mike Pence. He had classified documents. No problem. They looked at Biden. He has so many classified documents, they don't know what to do. And he's trying to prevent them from seeing it. That's obstruction. But we didn't do any obstruction. This is a sick nest of people that needs to be cleaned out immediately. Get them out. We now have two standards of justice in our country. The Democrat communists want to jail their opponents while they protect the murderers who prowl our cities day and night and other brazen criminals. I mean, what's happening to your beautiful Atlanta is so horrible, so horrible. People are afraid to walk outside. And no criminal is more protected than crooked Joe Biden. You know, I retired the word crooked from Hillary. Because Hillary doesn't matter anymore. And we're using it on Biden. Because in history, there's never been a president so corrupt. And thing after thing, Jamie Comer, Jim Jordan, the things that those committees are finding are incredible, and nobody wants to do anything about it. They want it. They say, we've caught them here, 5 million here, 5 million there, 2 million here. Getting paid massive amounts of money to be on the board of an energy company and admitting he knows nothing about energy. It's really very sad. It's no coincidence they indicted me the very same day that it was revealed that the FBI hid explosive evidence that Joe Biden took a $5 million illegal bribe from Ukraine. Right now, we don't have any ammunition. Ukraine has our ammunition, all of it, just about. Think of it. I rebuilt our military. We had so much ammunition. We were stuffed to the gills, as the expression goes, with ammunition. And now we have very little ammunition to protect ourselves. And then you see that he's getting large amounts of money from Ukraine. And then you wonder, why are we doing this. And by the way, that war, I'd have it negotiated and end. It's a horrible thing. In 24 hours between Zelensky and Putin. 24 hours. Everyone says, oh, you don't mean that. No, I'd have that thing done in 24 hours. Right as they're closing on Hunter and Joe Biden, they're closing in right now. They say, let's do this. Let's go after Trump. That'll take a lot of the publicity away. We're too hot. That's what they did. Next, Hunter will probably be charged with some very minor offense so that the FBI and DOJ can pretend that they're fair. They want to pretend they're fair. We got Hunter for jaywalking. While they ignore the bribery, money laundering, and other massive crimes implicating crooked Joe Biden. Right here in Georgia, you have a lunatic Marxist district attorney of Atlanta who they say is coming after me over a perfect phone call. In fact, this call was even more perfect than the call I made to President Zelensky of Ukraine. This one is actually more perfect, where I'm complaining about the results of the election, because I thought the election was, I thought the results were ridiculous, and so do many other people in this room. And if you look at the numbers, and if you look at the sheets, which sadly judges don't want to do, and a lot of people don't want to do, but when you look at it, you look at Truth to Vote, when you look at other things with the stuffing of the ballot boxes, when you look at some of the data that came out in these, this election, 2020, but elsewhere, we have a long way to go in Georgia. They tell you you don't, but you do. You have a very, very long way to go. I had every right to complain that the election in Georgia was, in my opinion, rigged.
The 2020 campaign, according to many sources, was rigged, and I agree with the statement that he just made at the GOP convention. Now, Mark Levin had this to say when asked about what he thought about the indictments. I think Sean Hannity asked Mark Levin what he thought about these indictments. Here's what Mark Levin had to say.
We check in now with the great one. I call him the great one. He's the host of Life, Liberty, Levin. Weeknights, weekend Sunday at 9 p.m., top show on the network. The great one, Mark Levin. Mark, I'll just hand it to you. I know you got a lot to say.
President Trump is 76 years old. If the Department of Justice gets his way, he will die in federal prison. Just by one of these counts, conspiracy to obstruct justice, which has a 20-year maximum sentence. This is a disgusting, disgusting mark on American history for the future to come by these bandits in the White House, by the Democrat Party that don't play fair anymore. They don't want to just win elections. They want to take control of this country. They want one-party rule. And they have used the Department of Justice and the FBI to get what they want. Merrick Garland is a mob lawyer. That's what he is. Jack Reed is a rogue Soviet-style prosecutor. The Presidential Records Act is not a criminal statute, and it was never intended to be. The Espionage Act of 1917 was passed under Woodrow Wilson, another corrupt president. Woodrow Wilson used it to go after his adversaries, and they imprisoned 2,000 people. So I suppose over there at the Department of Injustice, and this clown prosecutor spent a lot of time at The Hague, they probably figured these laws could be used to try and entrap Trump. All these obstruction issues that they claim, where the former attorney general, Bill Barr, comes up here and bloviates about it, and all the formers coming on talking about obstruction. They have them on obstruction. There'd be no obstruction issue of any kind, not even in anybody's imagination, had they not criminalized this case. This is a document case. A document case. Where a president of the United States or a former president faces 100 years in federal prison? Is this some kind of a sick joke on the American people? Joe Biden says he never told them what to do. Joe Biden had to sign off on this becoming a National Archives case to have it go to the Department of Justice. Who does he think he's lying to? The American people? This is a guy that's got
documents from the time he was in the U.S. Senate, for God's sakes, in his garage. I don't want to hear from the legal analysts the technicalities about false statements and obstruction. This should never have been a criminal case. Willful retention of documents. Well, what's the unwillful retention of documents mean? They're throwing all these process crimes and all these crimes that grow out of the criminal investigation against Trump. What did he do with the documents? Did he sell them to the enemy? No. That's why we have an Espionage Act, not the trick of a president. What did he do? Did he burn them all? No. The government has all the documents back. So there is no violation of the Presidential Records Act at this point. But they throw the book at him. They go after his attorneys. They make them testify. They're attorneys under the crime fraud exception to attorney-client privilege. That means he didn't have due process. His own lawyers were being subjected to interrogations. And they had hundreds of in-person people testifying in front of grand juries. Thousands of collections of documents. For what? For what? And they indict him today? They indict him today in Miami? All of a sudden it's in Miami? All of a sudden we have a Florida grand jury? Because the moron in Washington figured out that there are venue issues that could lose him his case. This guy, this prosecutor, he lost 8-0 in the U.S. Supreme Court when they overturned the conviction of the former governor of Virginia because this jerk took a statute and expanded it. A jury in North Carolina wouldn't convict John Edwards because this jerk took a campaign statute and expanded it. And he's taken this case, and he's undermining the country, and he's interfering with a presidential election. And let me be clear, as Jarrett said, the Attorney General of the United States made this final decision. This is not the independent counsel statute. This is a special counsel appointed by the Attorney General under a Department of Justice regulation. This Attorney General, who pretends he's Helen Keller, he made the decision to indict the former president, and they made the decision to interfere in this election. You want to talk about an insurrection? This is an insurrection. And that's exactly what's going on here. Let me go on. Joe Biden is the crookedest crook that's ever been in the Oval Office. Everywhere we look, there's a predicate for a special counsel. They won't appoint a special counsel, even though it's compelled under the law in which they appointed this special counsel. And you're not supposed to appoint a special counsel against your political opponent. You're supposed to appoint one in the case of Biden. 20 shell corporations, $10 million coming from the communist Chinese military, spread out among the family. No businesses to support this. Endless meetings with Hunter Biden's business partners. Bob Alinsky, who ties Joe Biden to the crimes. Mr. Big, Mr. 10%. And what does Biden say? Well, then where's the money? He's asking us, come and catch me if you can. The idea that this man isn't under a criminal investigation and that they criminalized a damn document case to go after Donald Trump is sickening. And I would say this to our fellow Americans. Don't be bamboozled by these cable channels and these fools who come on and tell you, well, he's not above the law. Are you kidding me? Democrat Attorney General in New York, Democrat prosecutor in Manhattan, Democrat prosecutor in Atlanta, Democrat Attorney General in Washington, D.C. What do you mean he's not above the law? There is no law. What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party, and it is a war on a republic. The radical left is doing what the radical left does while they cover up for Biden the way they covered up for Hillary. If Donald Trump is to be charged like this, Hillary Clinton should have been charged with 10,000 counts of obstruction because that's how many emails she destroyed. And 5 counts of destroying cell phones because that's how many cell phones they destroyed. I'm done and I'm sick of it.
What you said, you know, Mark, many years ago you said to me, and you said in one of your books, we're in a post-constitutional America. And what you're describing here, when you said they are the ones that are the that are abusing the power, that they've criminalized political differences, that they've weaponized the Justice Department, that's what you're saying. This, they love the term insurrection, and you're saying that's them. They're not abiding by the law. They're not abiding by the principle of equal justice or equal application of our laws. Am I hearing you right?
You're hearing me right, and let me say this. Today, what is today's date? June 8th? June 8th is the day of insurrection, not January 6th. A weaponized U.S. attorney, a weaponized attorney general of the United States, have unleashed the full force of the United States government against a former president, the leading Republican nominee to take on the existing president. We have never seen anything like this in the United States. We saw it under Stalin. We've seen it in other autocracies, Marxist regimes, fascist regimes, the Third World. But they have taken the United States of America, and they have dragged us into a hellhole. This is embarrassing. It's humiliating. And I'm going to tell you something. There are tens of millions of us. You have crossed the Rubicon twice, which has never been done. And we will never forgive you. Never, ever. And that's the bottom line. I'm done.
Mark Levin, thank you.
Next coming up is Andy McCarthy. He's one of the best attorneys, and he was with the Attorney General's office as a prosecutor for several years. So he has vast experience and a background. And listen to towards the end of what he had to say about whether or not Hillary and all these other people should have, and Berger and all these other people should or should not have been indicted and prosecuted. So listen to towards the end and back up if you need to re-listen. But here's what Andy McCarthy had to say about these recent indictments.
Right to former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy. It's great to have you back on, sir. Okay, when you first heard about the charges, what was your reaction? Because we're hearing the Records Act, it's a civil law, not criminal. So why is Trump being criminally charged here?
Well, because it's not a Records Act violation. What happened, Liz, when they did the search warrant, they did try to criminalize the Presidential Records Act by attaching criminal penalties to his retention of documents that weren't classified or weren't part of the national defense. In the indictment, they keep it limited to national defense information. That's not the Presidential Records Act. That comes under the Espionage Act. It's not a situation like in the search warrant where they were trying to criminalize something that Congress hadn't criminalized.
So, Andrew, what do you make of all the... We've got a lot of commentary coming in from House and Senate Republicans that there's bias, conflicts of interest, you know, that there's a double standard here, basically essentially saying the Hillary Clinton case, Joe Biden had documents dating back to when he was in the Senate, in his house, in his beach house, in the garage. Obama's had records violations alleged against him, and too. Republicans are saying this is going to divide the nation.
Well, it's certainly going to divide the nation, but that's because we have a long record that now goes on for years. I think Hillary Clinton is the most notorious case of it, where you have a two-tier justice system, and it's obvious that the quality of justice that people get is dependent on their partisan affiliation or whether they are connected to people in the ruling class or not. So to the extent that people are on fire about that, they have every right to be. I think... You know, the Hillary Clinton precedent, if we applied it as the law, what it would mean is nobody ever again would ever be prosecuted for classified information offenses. I don't think we can have that, but at the same time, to the extent it helps Trump argue that he's been selectively prosecuted, that's a good political argument to make. The problem he has is that once you are charged, it's not really a very good legal argument in the jury trial because the jury's going to be told it doesn't matter what happened to somebody else. It's this case.
Well, they raid Mar-a-Lago. They didn't raid Chappaqua or Delaware or UPenn or the garage or the beach house. Let's listen to Special Counsel Jack Smith on the indictment. You're also going to hear legal expert Jonathan Turley. Watch this.
Violations of those laws put our country at risk. Adherence to the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the Department of Justice, and our nation's commitment to the rule of law sets an example for the world. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter.
No, it is an extremely damning indictment. There are indictments that are sometimes called narrative or speaking indictments. These are indictments that are really meant to make a point as to the depth of the evidence.
Okay, you know, Trump's innocent until proven guilty, Andrew, right? I mean, but the DOJ was leaking on this. When you read, we read through the indictment, it pretty much matches a lot what has been leaked to the media. So they're damning and condemning Trump in the court of public opinion. Certainly you see that on MSNBC, and you've seen it on CNN with these leaks.
Well, the fact that there have been leaks doesn't mean that all the leaks are coming from law enforcement. My frustration when I was a prosecutor, Liz, was that once defense lawyers are involved, which happens when you have a lot of witnesses who are going into the grand jury, you can't tell where the leaks are coming from. I don't doubt that some of them are coming from the government because they do leak, but, you know.
Yeah. Let's listen. Let's get your reaction to Republicans calling all of this a witch hunt. Watch this.
They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax.
The one thing that makes America the city on the hill is confidence in our justice system. And today, what we see is a justice system where the scales are weighted.
This is the executive branch tonight trying to take out their number one opponent for the presidency of the United States in 2024. They have one standard for Donald Trump and another standard for everybody else. And if you look at the documents that President Biden had in his possession in his garage, Hillary Clinton having the server in her bathroom at her home with classified information on private email servers.
Joe Biden and his cronies are trying to take out their chief political opponent. This has never happened before in American history, Laura. We are in dangerous, dangerous waters, and it is because of Joe Biden.
Okay, so when we look at this, we know that Sandy Berger, right, and General David Petraeus, they got off with a slap on the wrist for violating, you know, the Records Act with classified information. House Judiciary Chair, where does this go? Jim Jordan fired off her letter to AG Garland saying there's a serious double standard here and a miscarriage of justice, noting that a Biden Justice Department lawyer inappropriately sought to pressure a Trump lawyer with the prospect of a judgeship on this. Does that go anywhere?
Depends on what his evidence is. I haven't, you know, I've heard that allegation. I haven't seen what the evidence is. I think, Liz, you know, the problem with the double standard argument, which I agree with, is, to my mind, the big problem with those cases that you reeled off, if it had been up to me, Petraeus would have been prosecuted for a felony. Hillary Clinton should have had the book thrown at her. These people should have been prosecuted. Sandy Berger should have been prosecuted. So the problem here is not that, you know, somebody who committed crimes is being prosecuted. The problem is that all these people who also committed crimes didn't get prosecuted.
Got it. Andrew McCarthy, always terrific to have you on. Thank you so much, sir.
Here's what Alex had to say about these recent indictments. And this is what Alex Jones said on InfoWars just recently this week after hearing about these indictments and having a vast experience about what's going on. So here's what Alex Jones had to say.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. Jack Smith, the former UN prosecutor whose wife produced the Netflix special about Big Mike or Michelle Obama, has filed 30-plus indictments against President Trump for espionage. Now, they don't allege he was giving the documents to the Ruskies or the Chi-Coms or the Ukrainians. That's what Biden and his crackhead son do. No. They're just saying he illegally had them because he admitted in front of aides, oh, I could have declassified these documents on the Iran attack he was planning, but he didn't. But he kept them. Now, the law is very clear. The executive branch is a separate branch of government. And if the legislative and if the judiciary can ever get control of it, well, then we don't have three branches of government. We have two branches. And then as soon as the other two branches are allowed to take down the other branch, they'll take on each other. And now we have one branch and we're back to an oligarchy or a dictatorship of one group of people with similar interests. So they're manipulating the public's understanding of this or hoping that happens. They're hoping that the American people are so historically and politically illiterate that they don't understand that a president can declassify anything they want to the public, or the president can keep classified information for themselves and decide not to declassify it. And as long as they don't give it to a foreign power and use that material to hurt their country, it's their prerogative as the commander-in-chief or the former commander-in-chief. That is extremely clear. And even if the president gave it to a foreign power, it would then be up to the American people to decide whether or not they were going to reelect him or whether or not they were going to support an impeachment of him in Congress. But instead, now for the first time in over 240 years, we see the indictment of a former president. Why was this never done before? Because, again, it's an attack on the executive branch or the three branches of government itself. So they hope the public is ignorant and don't understand what's happening here. Who elected Jack Smith? Who elected the Justice Department and their rogue agency that they're deciding that the president who we elected, and we elected again in 2000, but they stole it, to be the guardian of our national security, that now, no, because he kept some of this material, he's a traitor and we don't trust him. Can you see how any president can be removed right now? It turns out Obama has hundreds of times these documents. Turns out Biden has massive more, and he got it while he was vice president, not protected under the Constitution. But see, that's okay because the deep state doesn't target its own. But think about this in the future. The idea that a president knows classified things, the fact the president's seen classified documents, the idea that if the president ever talks to anybody else even about what they've seen that's secret, now the deep state, anytime they want, can come persecute, prosecute that president. This is the bureaucracy becoming the executive branch, something Eisenhower warned of in his farewell address on the dangers of the military-industrial complex and the technocracy that was controlling it in 1961. And they have indeed staged a bureaucratic coup. They have indeed staged a bureaucratic coup against the American people and are spinning it now that they decide, the National Archives decides when a president's a traitor and when they're not. And then the UN prosecutors like Jack Smith and their wife, of course, making Michelle Obama movies, they decide who's a traitor and who isn't. This is election meddling, plain and simple. Trump isn't just the front runner. He's 30 points ahead of DeSantis. In a national poll of Republicans, he got 69% of the votes in a field of six Republican contenders. He's 15 to 30 points, depending on the poll, ahead of Joe Biden. And this is direct election meddling. Oh, they can claim they didn't steal the 2020 election. They can claim they didn't manipulate the midterms. So the evidence is overwhelming. But now they're openly trying to block the candidate who is way ahead. If this was the Indy 500, Trump's like 10 laps ahead. By the way, in the Indy 500, if you're two laps ahead, you're going to win unless your engine blows. He's 10 laps ahead, heading into the checkered flag, heading into the home stretch, and they tell you, sorry, he's a traitor. The traitor that controlled our border, the traitor that stood up to China, the traitor that started shutting down the fentanyl, the traitor that stood up against the gun control, the traitor that stood up against the UN and the WHO trying to take control of our medical care. And you notice it's the former UN prosecutor now who's indicted our president. Just like we have the UN taking over this treaty, our health care. Ladies and gentlemen, mark my words, this is the end of the republic as we know it, if they're able to move forward with this. And look, his poll numbers exploded when they did the ridiculous indictment in New York. And they exploded when they had the fake rape trial, where they said, well, the jury says you didn't rape her, but you're not allowed to say you're innocent, so $5 million for saying you're innocent. And now we have this Jack Smith indictment. And it's only to make Trump more popular. But they've got more indictments ready as well for January 6th and other issues until he's so overwhelmed and so distracted that they're able to basically take him out of the race. But Trump isn't going to give up. So this is a classic case of the unstoppable force comes into contact with the immovable object. This is going to be explosive. And that's why it's so important for all of us to not be violent and to not offensively go out and do anything destructive. That's what the left does. But they've been pre-programming false flags claiming right-wingers are going to do it and populists. They've been pre-programming power outages that right-wingers are going to stage. So make no mistake, we're in for very hard times. The globalists are making their move on America. They're trying to get through Trump to get to us. We'll continue weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., with my show, Central Time, Battling the New World Order. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., doing a great job, American Journal. Owen Schroyer, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m., with the War Room. We will continue to fight as hard as we can at InfoWars.com. But the only way this message gets past the censors and the AI and the controlled algorithms is you. And I've seen you taking the show and promoting it, taking the articles and promoting them, taking clips out of the show and reposting them. You're doing a great job. But let's redouble our efforts. Because if you think bowing down to these tyrants is going to make things better, it's going to make it a lot worse. Now, I've been a major critic, in closing, of President Trump. He's got a lot of problems. He's silly. He's ignorant. But he's got guts, and guts is enough to quote Full Metal Jacket. He means well. He really was the president. He cares about America. He got conned with the shots. We all know that. But on the other subjects, like Roe v. Wade and so much more, he was dead on. And now that the system is trying to tell the American voters that we can't vote for him when he's way in the lead, is an attack on us and our right to choose our destiny. So that's why I was a big Trump supporter previously, got really mad at him trying to get him to do the right thing on shots, and I pulled back. But with this attack by the deep state, I am henceforth putting myself in 100% to stop this criminal prosecution and to make sure he gets reelected, because that's what you and I voted for, and that's the will of the people, and that's what this globalist coup d'etat doesn't want. So now it's up to you, my friends. It's up to all of us to spread the word, to go to the town halls, to confront Comey peacefully with the truth, like Laura Loomer did, and like Owen Schroyer did, and like Rob Agueros did, and others, and to let these globalists know everywhere they go that we're aware of their operation, and we do not submit, and we do not certify, and we do not condone their tyranny. I'll see you all live at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. We're in the thick of the fight right now. 1776 Part 2 is happening in front of our faces. Let's be part of history and not sideline spectators, which these globalists hope we are. Let's be men and women in the arena that actually decide our own destiny. I'm betting on you, I'm counting on you, and I'll see you on the other side of victory.
We have to stick together and quit being divided. We've got to stand up against this tyranny, and it is getting powerful. We must, as loyal Americans that love this country, stand up against all this dictatorial tyranny that's unfolding right in front of our eyes. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless each and every one of you. Good night.